Hello, Catherine Robinson with the latest headlines from ABC News. The family of remote nurse Gail Woodford says she will be remembered as a loving wife and mother who was devoted to caring for others. The body of Gail Woodford was found outside the South Australian outback community of Fregon yesterday. A 36-year-old man has been charged with her murder. Five people have minor injuries after a car crashed into a church in Sydney's northwest. A 78-year-old parishioner has been left shaken after she accelerated her car through a crowd outside Our Lady of Lourdes in Baulkham Hills this morning. Federal police have been asked to investigate the government agency which controls more than $10 billion worth of defence housing. Defence Housing Australia hit the headlines late last year when the ABC revealed its then managing director had suddenly resigned, prompting fears inside the military the government was preparing to privatise the agency. And Syrian state media says government forces have recaptured Palmyra, the Roman-era city in the south of the country. The monitoring group Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has backed up the Assad government's claim. They say the victory is a significant defeat for the Islamic State group, which had controlled the desert city since May last year. And those are the latest headlines from ABC News. The Intelligence Squared debate is next.